Lebanon has been embroiled in a political crisis for months over the United Nations investigation of the 2005 assassination of the late Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Last week, Hezbollah and its allies quit Lebanon's Western-backed government because of tensions regarding an impending indictment in the case. A draft was handed Monday to the pre-trial judge. The contents, however, have not been revealed and may not become public for weeks as the judge decides whether there is enough evidence for a trial. Correspondent Margaret Bashir is in the Lebanese capital, and we spoke with her about the latest political wrangling in Beirut.
Today we have the Turkish and the Qatari foreign ministers here for a second day in Beirut. Yesterday they met with the caretaker prime minister, Saad Hariri, the head of the parliament, Nabi Berri, and the president, Michel Sleiman. Overnight, Anahar, which is a major newspaper here, reported that the two foreign ministers met with Hassan Nasrallah, who is the leader of Hezbollah. And Mr. Nasrallah is usually in hiding because he thinks Israel, you know, would like to kill him. So he's not usually seen out and about. So they met with him in a secret location reportedly overnight to talk about the situation. And today the ministers are meeting with members of the opposition, including the Christian general Michel Aoun and Walid Jumblatt, who's the Druze leader. And basically the talks have focused on two points, which are maintaining stability here and preparing for parliamentary consultations to name a new prime minister, because the country is in political turmoil since last Wednesday when Mr. Hariri's unity government collapsed when 11 Hezbollah ministers pulled out of the government.
Is there any optimism there that this can be worked out in a timely fashion?
I don't think anything happens in a timely fashion in Lebanon. I think that's the sad fact of the matter. And from what all the analysts and observers here are saying, it's going to take months to work this out. Everyone's sort of in a holding pattern today, waiting to see if there's any success for the Turkish and Qatari mediation. If there is, perhaps consultations can start next week on forming a new government, finding a new prime minister. But if the talks fail, which many people believe they probably will, the stalemate will continue. But in the past, it's taken many months to, when there's been similar situations, it's taken 8 months even to find a new prime minister. So this could drag on for a considerable amount of time.
What is the feeling there? Is there a great deal of tension about this?
I think there's a lot of tension under the surface. We're not seeing too much action on the streets. Yesterday morning, there were some very early protests by the opposition, and when I say early, I mean between 5 and 8 a.m. They sent people out during sort of the rush hour, but a few hundred people, not a lot, but people not in the opposition camp felt it was sort of a threatening message from the opposition that if you don't meet us on this, this is a taste of what's to come. There'll be more mass demonstrations and problems in the capital. So there's some tension over that. Some schools closed yesterday because of the protests. But I think the Lebanese are used to turmoil and life goes on as normal.
VOA's Margaret Bashir, usually our correspondent at UN headquarters in New York, speaking with us now from Beirut. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.